Big 102.1, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Big Morning Show. Renee is out today. She'll be back on Monday. Joining us now, as promised, we get a monthly update from the Lafayette Public Library. And we have this morning, we have Kelly joining us, the community relations specialist for the library. But we're talking about something that's actually not happening at the library this month. Good morning, Kelly. Tell us what's going on.
Good morning. So we have the Lafayette Maker Faire coming up. It's a gathering of craftspeople, tech enthusiasts, tinkerers, gardeners, bakers, quilters, you name it. If they work with their hands, they're going to be there. It's really cool. It's held at the Lafayette Science Museum. This is our third year doing it. And it's a family-friendly event where makers show up and they show off their hobbies, crafts, and projects. And there's some really neat presentations throughout the day as well. I know for the past couple years, we've had some local robotics teams. And last year, we even had fire dancers. So it was really cool.
Wow. That is a wide variety of things happening there. So what I think is really cool about this is because you're having it at the Science Museum and you've got the space for it, you give the opportunity not only for somebody to show up with the end result of their craft, but a lot of cases, they'll actually be able to perform their craft so people can see what they do.
Yes, and it's also really inspiring. You know, so if you're someone who's maybe not participating this year, but you'd like to check it out and see, you know, maybe this is something that you can do, or maybe there's something there that you're interested in, and it can kind of, you know, motivate some people to get to tinkering.
So this is coming up on Saturday, March 28th, so the last Saturday of the month. Is it too late for somebody to get registered to actually be one of the participants?
I believe that it is, but you can always go to LafayettePublicLibrary.org to check and see. I think the last call for makers was last week. But if it's not too late, though, the tables are free. So and if it is too late, there's always next year.
Okay, yeah. Well, and of course, if you're somebody who might have wanted to participate, but you're just learning about it, maybe go that day, see how the whole thing operates, and then get yourself ready for next year.
Absolutely.
If anybody wants to find out more info, Kelly, Facebook, website, what's the best way to find out more?
The website is probably the best way to find out more. Like I said, that's LafayettePublicLibrary.org, and you can just search Maker Faire. And then click that link. It'll take you to all of the links necessary. The tickets are free. You do have to register beforehand, or there will be someone there to register you if you don't get your tickets before. But completely free, as always. And it's a really neat event for the whole family.
Certainly something unique. It's not something you see every day, every week, or even every month. So this is a once-a-year deal. Thank you for sharing the info. Should be a great day on the 28th at the Lafayette Science Museum. Congratulations on what promises to be the biggest one yet.
Oh, definitely. They just keep getting bigger and bigger.